Welcome to Salafab, host of Radar Radio on Digital and Triple M, roaming reporter on Radar TV, and sometimes host. He rides a Harley Davidson and once let me put eyeliner on him under the guise that I'd done it once before for a musical. It is Regan McLaughlin. Welcome, Regan.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show, Regan.
Now, I believe you got my email about making this into Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40, where everything I say has canned laughter.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got that ready to roll.
We'll do that post, or will that be...
No, it'll be through the show.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. It'll be intermittent. And we'll just capture it later.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not his canned laughter, Lindsay.
Oh.
He meant canned laughter.
Oh, canned laughter. I thought it was just his... Okay, never mind. Never mind. I'm not with it. It's like, not the radio biz.
I'm only going to laugh once during the interview. I need you to replay it every time.
Now, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you speak Croatian?
Serbo-Croatian, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I have you got Croatian blood? Is that why?
Or no, I just wanted to learn it.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Because we looked it up on your Facebook. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, you guys should do better research, though.
Really?
Oh, well, I thought that was a pretty good fact, to be honest.
Cool
I didn't
fact.
Know that.
Yeah.
What you've gone to Regan on Facebook, then gone like... about, and it says birthday, yep. Then it says speaks.
And that's
like,
it.
And that's it. We're like, we're done here.
So yeah, how did you actually decide to learn Croatian? Why?
Yeah, what's that?
Was
there a girl?
It all started as a bit of a joke.
Okay.
And actually don't speak Croatian, but thank you for falling for it.
Oh. Well, there we go. We've been fooled once again by Regan.
No, I don't speak Croatian. It was just a joke to a friend of mine.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Cool. Well, so that was pretty poor research in our part.
Just shut down our segment, which is Regan speaks Croatian to everyone.
Well, it actually was Serbo-Croatian.
Okay.
But because there were some issues still in the Balkans.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay.
You know, they don't want to be referred to as Serbo-Croatian, so it's either Serbian, Croatian, Balkan, whatever, you know.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I'm familiar with the Balkans.
It's all very political.
I'm not fluent.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Could you say hello?
No, but I can say niet.
What does that mean?
No.
No. Okay, right, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay,
although,
fair enough.
You can actually speak a couple of words of Indonesian, I found out.
Oh, selamat pagi, Stitch.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Since I started dating an Indonesian girl, Regan has been helping me out with that.
Well.
Yeah. Jalan.
Yeah, yeah.
Going for a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes on Legian Street, those taxi drivers are very pushy to get you to jump in the cab. So you go, no, Jalan.
All right.
I'm walking, thanks. Yeah. I know enough of everything to get me in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You go first, Lindsay.
Now, you're a fashionable guy, Regan.
Please, one at a time, boys.
No, sorry, we're really excited to have you on the show.
Busting with questions for you.
It takes me back to uni.
So, you're a fashionable guy, and you've changed your fashions throughout the years a little bit, haven't you, since I've known you? You've done the cap for a little bit, and then you did, last week we bumped into you, did the bikey kind of look.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've actually got some photos here of when you started doing fashion from your Facebook. Does that look like you at all?
No, it doesn't. That was one of my first, I'll tell you, that was in Parramatta, actually.
Yeah?
I was on the rooftop of a car park, and I don't know why I took that photo. It was very early on. Selfies weren't really around back then, so maybe.
I don't know why. We also have some other shots of you and Snitch.
That's me and Snitch, yeah. That was taken at Cuba.
Yep.
That was actually reminding me of people that might be wondering why I mentioned putting eyeliner on you. In the intro there, that is actual evidence of it.
Yeah, that was it. Did you save these photos?
Yeah, these are saved on... this is fun. Why does that to save? I had to do something with them, Regan.
This is Lindsay's personal collection of them.
Yeah.
Just like, also known as his
just
spank
my favourites and just, you know, just you just hanging out at parties and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was in the Gold Coast in 2008.
2008.
And this next one is just taken through your bedroom window by Lindsay hanging in a tree.
I'm just like, well, he's changed his fashion. That's a good for cover photo.
Oh, that's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, bring that back, man. That's awesome.
I think the main thing to look at with these photos is that they're all kind of older when I was a lot thinner.
Oh, right. There you go.
So if you look at them all,
what's happening here?
Funny photo with that one. That was actually at a party and it said to look nice. My nose actually looks a bit beaten up there, but that camera had a function called beautifier on it. So it looks like I'm wearing makeup, but it has like a filter through the camera, which gives your skin a certain tone.
Really?
So wow.
It's like a makeup camera, basically.
Yeah, it had a thing called Beautifier on. I don't think it's really around anymore, but...
Oh, I need that.
That's why my skin looks so shiny.
Just
and
fantastic.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you do have beautiful skin as it is, I mean...
Well, I'm a bit flustered today, but thank you.
But there's more than one photo of
hot
you
flushes.
Just eating chips with your mouth open in your Facebook photos.
Well, unless you've got some sort of diptych version of that. I can only see one.
Oh, that's fantastic. Lindsay's actually saved them to his iPad.
Yep.
And we did go through doing a few, you know, little bits of research through the Facebook, seeing your friends with both of us, which takes me back to the fact that we are actually friends since radio school, which takes us back.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah, good old radio school, AFTERS. Since then, you've jumped into Radar Radio, and actually since we spoke to you last, you're actually now doing TV stuff as well.
Is this where Where Is Your Life or whatever it's called? Is Your Life?
Yeah. Mike Munro's going to pop out at some point with a big record.
He's like, well, then all your family members are going to come through the door. Yeah. Like,
this
here
is
he
your
is.
Long lost son, Jeremiah.
So things got a little bit different since finishing afters. I fell ass backwards into a job here at Austereo back then.
Oh, yes.
Digital. And before then since then, you know, here we are now.
Here we are.
I'm doing the Snaggle Puss podcast.
Salafab. It's close enough. Snagglepuss will do.
Why did you actually get into radio, if you don't mind us asking? Like, what?
Well, I do. It's very personal.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
I got to a point with my life where I was just like, this is boring.
Yeah, like, what were you doing?
I was working for a environmental waste management company.
Wow.
And I was sort of running a sales department there.
Right. So were you a manager of a sales department?
Yeah, kind of. Oh. Yeah, not like, you know, making it rain with hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I did manage sort of the sales reps. So I wasn't in charge of sales. I looked after all their accounts, looking people to look after their accounts.
And then you just said, this is boring, so I'm out of here.
And then I said, this is f***.
Yeah. All right, okay. I said, this is f***. Yeah. Let's get out of here. Okay,
yeah, cool. And I was just like, well, what do I want to do? And so I remember back a couple of years earlier, I did a bit of community radio.
Okay. Oh, well.
There we go.
Community radio.
That's where we all start.
Everybody asked me where to, you know, they want to work on radar, they want to work here. And first question I ask them, where do you do community radio? Oh, I don't. We'll start off.
Yeah, doing that.
You know, yeah.
Where did you start for your community radio?
I was at BFM in Bankstown.
BFM?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, cool.
All the greats from there, I believe. Jonesy from WSFM.
Oh, really?
He started there as well.
Jonesy.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the places that we've done community radio has ever had anybody successful come out of
them. No one.
I think there's a girl on 96.1 that came from Swire FM.
No one from Hawkesbury, though.
No.
No one comes from there.
So there you go.
Do you know, fun fact with community radio, and if anyone wants to get into it,
yeah,
I actually threatened legal action against them.
How so?
To get into radio, because they didn't want me to do a show.
Really?
Yeah, so...
That's interesting. Why did that come about?
Well, they just had no interest in me doing a show there.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, this is bullshit. And so I spoke to some people and they basically said that part of the community radio license is that they have to give you a voice on the station.
Yeah.
As long as it's something different.
Yeah. Wow.
So the reason it had to be a different show to what other people were doing.
Yeah.
But other than that, there was no reason why they couldn't do it.
Yeah, it couldn't be offensive or anything like
basically,
that, too.
No, but yeah, like, yeah. And I couldn't be doing, you know, 4 Christian rock shows because there's already 3 of those thing as it was. But
yeah.
I had to do something different.
Wow.
So I ended up, when I first started, it started as an R&B show.
Okay.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's cool,
so
yeah.
I played like hip-hop because there was nothing there.
Oh, right. So no. There wasn't any other hip-hop shows on BFM?
No.
Really?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I thought there would be, like in Bankstown.
There's usually at least one kind of guy that rocks up with his decks and stuff that plays a couple,
plays
of,
all the vinyls.
Couple of tracks.
Yeah. I also did a Christian rock show as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was called Radio Underground. It was with a church across the road. And we used to do a show, I think it was on a Thursday night. And I used to come up with these guys and co-host and have a chat. And, you know, I don't know how I'm not very religious, but I end up getting with this whole church group.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the way you get into stuff.
Yeah, through the church.
That's where I met the guys from Boy and Bear.
Wow,
no
you met
way.
Boy and Bear through a
they were
church?
They were in a band called Freedom One before they were Boy and Bear.
Were they a Christian rock band?
Yeah, they still are, yeah.
I didn't realise, there you go.
Yeah, well, they're not super Christian, but there's
they don't flaunt it, I suppose.
Jesus in there.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, speaking of Boy and Bear, I mean, obviously through radar and stuff, you've interviewed.
Is this a segue, Michael?
Oh,
no.
This is a segue.
This is why I got Regan on the podcast, because he knows.
Speaking of Boy and Bear.
Every time I try and do something even slightly professional, just tears me down.
Yep, just dissects everything before we even get there.
If you're listening to the podcast, in radio we call that a segue.
Yeah, believe it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Segue.
Yeah.
Through to, I was going to say. Segway.
Yeah.
S-E-G-W-A-Y.
Yeah.
Segway.
Sometimes I think there's its S-E-G-U-E way. I don't know.
I think the Segway with the A-Y is actually the one you ride around on.
Yeah. Oh, that's the balance, yeah.
Before we get into your question, have anyone written a Segway?
Yeah, I've done.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
I have not done it.
I'd love to do it.
It's a lot of fun, but you have to do it. I did it in Paris, I think it was.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. There we go.
Of course.
Yeah. Because
you can't do it in bloody Mittagong.
That's the way. You can't do it there. But they have like the instructor ones, and then they rent some other ones down. They've turned down the speed. So you've got to try and get the instructor's one, which goes faster.
Right, so you just the governor on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do, like, you have to switch out with the instructor's one.
Yeah, they get the instructor's one.
Wow. I can't believe they limit your speed on it. I didn't realize that they could go that fast.
Yeah, you can only go in like a little lap. They need to just crank it down. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Wow.
But they're fun. They're still fun. But if you get your balance right a little bit. Otherwise, you just kind of like... It goes like... kind of.
Your bunny hop.
Yeah, your bunny hop. Your bunny hop. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you have to like really kind of just... You have to trust it and just smooth balance.
How far would you say you have to lean forward to get it going? Is it much body weight?
It's enough to like scare you initially. But once you kind of trust the machine that it knows what it's doing, then you're fine.
Can you do it now and show Snitch and I?
No, I'll fall over.
No, please, show us how you want to lean forward.
I don't know when this turned into the second.
No, don't lean forward into the desk.
Okay.
No one can see the photos you're sending me either.
Don't worry, we've got that in the podcast. We can do that in podcast.
We've got it covered.
Reagan.
We've got an enhanced podcast.
Enhanced podcast. Don't worry.
Just do your little segue.
Get it up to the times.
Like that?
You're worried about falling over with that?
I'm on my tippy toes on the edge of falling over.
Lindsay literally has the balance of this. If you tried to stand a broom up, you ever tried to like do that? Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Like that.
Yeah, it's straight over.
Right.
I've seen him hit the deck many times.
Really?
Yeah.
Not willingly.
You know what you need lots of balance for? Riding a Harley Davidson, which you do. That's
Harley,
a segue
man.
Right there.
Yeah.
There's a Harley.
Let's talk about the Harley. This is one of the main topics I wanted to talk about because Harley, it's awesome. Like, it looks awesome. What's it like riding a Harley compared to another bike? Because the first thing I would worry about is the fact that I would not be able to hold that thing up. It looks so heavy.
That's not the first thing you should be worried about. The first thing to be worried about is that an actual biker will steal it from you.
Oh, right. Is that an actual thing that you're worried about?
Yeah. So you have people like looking at your bike all the time?
Yeah, no. Like, I go, Mum lives sort of the southwest Sydney, and there's a couple of bike gangs out there, and I ride out to see her, and it's just like, ooh. Eyes on the road, Rhonda, like you don't turn your head.
Well, now I'm starting to see why you're starting to wear the leathers a little bit more. So because you could pull off the bikey look if you wanted to. Technically, at the moment, you're not because you're not wearing leather.
No. Yeah, you look like that bike.
You haven't got enough chains on you.
Sons of Anarchy, which one? You know,
Opie.
One? Yeah, Opie. That's the one.
Thank you.
That's also from your
research.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, he's dead.
What? When did this happen?
Season 4.
Oh.
Episode 3. Oh,
he was an okay character,
whoopsie.
I guess.
He was my favorite. Anyway, yeah, no, look, it's good. As opposed to riding another bike, it's awesome.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I never liked him growing up.
It doesn't go as fast as like a road bike would, like a proper sports road bike.
Right,
I don't know what the technical word is for it. But it feels like it's just got more grunt and power behind it.
Scooter boy, stop with all this bike. You're not in the club. You're not in the bike club. You're still a scooter boy.
Hey, I have my learner's license on a bike.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't. I still have more credit over that, right?
You think you're like the big bikey man chatting with Regan because he has a Harley Davidson. I'm in the club and one of you guys. You're not one of those guys.
If I slept on some leather, I could pull off driving a bike.
No, you couldn't.
You'd pull off looking like some gay man sex slave.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Round about that.
Yeah, not a bikey.
Actually, the first time that I actually saw you riding your Harley Davidson, it was very interesting because we went to go have breakfast one day and you pulled down the road.
That's right. I was trying to show off.
And then tried to do a U-ey around the road and accidentally pulled in front of the car and nearly had a crash. It was good fun.
Well, let's just say that car driver was more scared than I was.
Well, that's there. When you're pulling up next to a Harley that looks like that with a man that looks like yourself on it, just ready to bust out a chain to his face.
Can I get a copy of this? Because I'm actually trying to work on a deal with Harley at the moment to get a new bike.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, if I could get a copy of this podcast,
absolutely,
that'd be excellent.
Yeah, sure,
directly to them.
Yeah, just shoot me the link.
Harley Davidsons are absolutely the best types of bikes in the world.
They don't make scooter snitch. You're not getting one.
Oh. No, there we go. Snitch is out.
I can just slap a sticker on my scooter, right? I'll just put it over the Honda Lead 100cc sign.
Listen, isn't your scooter on bricks in your parents' house?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, because my mum's starting to get the absolute shits with me having the scooter in the garage, right?
It does take up a lot of room.
Yeah, she wants to get rid of it. So we decided to try and start it up the other day. Couldn't get it started. And it was, this is, super annoying.
Hang
with
on,
my
is, this,
dad,
is this the story about the something had grown in the exhaust?
Yeah, the mud
pipe?
Wasps.
So when you say the other day, this was June last year.
Yeah. This is a podcast, right?
You know why that was?
You're just breaking down every fourth wall in this building, aren't
this
you?
This was months ago. The last time we took it out was like ages ago, and we used it to round out the horses in the paddock. Remember that? That's the last time we used it, and we kind of like... I don't know, ruined it a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to work anymore.
Probably not. But anyway, the first time I did get it out, it was there. Mud Wasp had built a nest inside the exhaust pipe. So we had to break it out and then turn it back on, and it shot all the dust out the back.
You know, they have scooter gangs if you wanted to join one.
Really?
There's one in the inner west, I believe, to do it. There's a Newtown Scooter Club or something, and there's a few places, Newtown in Sydney.
What? What do they do other than ride around on the scooters? Are they threatening, like, biker gangs?
They can
or
be crimes, obviously.
What do you do in your knitting club, whatever you do?
I don't know.
It's just a place to hang out with people, and you go and get a coffee or, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you part of any groups with your bike? Are you part of a...
Yeah.
I know, obviously not a technical bikey group.
No, I'm not. I have some friends that have bikes.
Yeah. Any Harleys?
Yeah. One of my best mates has another Harley.
And you go for rides?
It's nicer. It really annoys me. Really annoys me.
Do you go for rides up and down the coast or something like that? Or?
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't.
No.
It's just a mode of transport.
I'd like to say, it's very boring by yourself.
Yeah,
okay. So, you know, people go like, oh, riding's the best. Yeah, it is great for an hour and a half. Yeah. And then after that, you're like, I am bored.
Yeah, really?
And if it's like a boring road, there's nothing to do.
How is a Harley in terms of comfort of riding for a long time? Because I know if you're riding a bike for a while, it can get a little bit, you know, sore around the hips and stuff.
Yeah,
a little bit chafing.
No, I've got this problem at the moment. If I ride one for too long, because it vibrates quite a lot, my actual bell end gets a bit vibratey and gets a bit numb. Cool. Yeah, I don't know why. And I asked my mate about it. I was like, your dick gets a bit sore after a while, doesn't it? And he's like, what are you talking about?
He's talking about riding the bike.
Did you actually? Yeah, I was going to say, you need to preface that with when you're riding a bike, does your dick get sore?
Okay, right. No, but he just doesn't get it.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm not sure what that means.
You might want to get that checked.
What do I do? Take a bike
it's probably because
a doctor and then go, look, it's not one of those.
I do this and I set the lights. It's just not quite right.
It's not one of those. What are those things called when you tap it on something and it goes,
a little hammer. Oh,
a little tuning fork.
Yeah, it's not a tuning fork. Walk into the doctor and it's.
You know what it is, though? It's probably, you know, your leg leaning against it.
Probably too big,
Because it's closer to the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's going numb, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Same here.
No. Bullshit.
You know, the scooter vibrates too much. It's crazy. That massive engine under it on the hog. Anyway, let's...
anyway...
You mentioned that you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy. Are you up to the last season of it? Are you following every single episode?
The last season I thought was a bit rubbish.
Oh, you're off it now?
Off's a big word, but I'm not totally off it, but I wasn't as enthused.
Okay. Well, what are you watching now? What are you watching? What show do you love watching?
At the moment, I'm watching... Well, Suits just finished. I just finished that.
Okay.
Yeah, Suits looks like Mad Men.
It's much better.
It's better than Mad Men.
Much better.
Mad Men's pretty good.
Mad Men's so slow and so boring, and it's just like, fuck, something happened.
Right.
Like, I get it. It's the 60s.
Yeah.
Well, the 50s, whatever it was.
Stuff just didn't happen that quickly in the 50s and 60s.
It did.
Yeah. Oh, it did?
It did. No, Suits is just very fast-paced. Like, one episode's done.
Yeah.
Got tied over the next one. Continuing theme throughout the series. Great show. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Girls.
Well, that's Lena Dunham's.
Yeah, we saw the writer of that when we were in America.
Yeah, we actually saw her on the Letterman show.
Yeah.
When he went to.
She seemed pretty nice.
Lena?
Yeah.
Lovely girl. Gets naked too much, but that's okay.
She doesn't have the type of body that you'd expect to be getting naked a lot.
No, look, and I think that's very commendable what she's doing.
Oh, absolutely.
She's comfortable in her body, and she does look like most girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she claims that in her show, there's an average amount of nudity.
Is that?
I'm not sure.
Well, not for a TV show, for a real life.
Oh, for a real life.
For real
thing,
life, the amount of time that you're nude is the same as the show.
Well, you see, I'm a never nude, so I just never get nude.
Really? What are you worried about?
Oh, just, you know, just don't like the feeling.
Your thighs?
Yeah, it is the thighs. Yeah. It's too much vibration from the
bike. I'm barely getting dressed.
Yeah.
See, I've lost a button today.
Lindsay has...
Jesus, put it away, Linz.
Sorry.
Well, Lindsay is the absolute opposite to me because, and we found this out in the US.
I hate getting dressed.
So Lindsay doesn't... Well, Lindsay, this is Lindsay's thing of going to have a shower because we all stayed in the same hotel.
How do you have a shower? Like, can we talk about this? Like, seriously, let's just drop the interview. Let's have a serious conversation about shower...
Etiquette. Yeah.
Okay. How do you have a shower, Regan? Educate me.
Soap and water.
Okay. Once you've finished that process of washing yourself, how do you get out? What do you get out? How do you dry yourself and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I'll step out and I'll just get the towel and do the back, do the gooch, legs, arms.
Okay. Now, putting on your pants, does it drag along the floor and get wet?
What?
Like your jeans.
Why would I take jeans to the shower with me?
Exactly. Exactly, Snitch.
All right, well, Lindsay has this fantastic idea.
Oh, Snitch, one of these people where he gets fully dressed in and out of the shower, the bathroom.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's strange.
Yeah, that is strange. No, that is strange.
I don't do that at home. At home, I'm just, whatever, all right? Okay. But when I'm staying in a hotel room with three other guys, I don't rock out of the bathroom in just my grundies.
Yeah, but
what are you worried about?
Snitch.
I'm not worried about it. It's just Lindsay does it in full view of everyone. And then I'm like,
my mates will walk out naked and do it.
There we go. There we go, Stitch. All right,
I see we found the polar opposites of each other.
Yeah,
because you drink.
I wasn't the only one that was disturbed by this.
How do you get dressed when you're still wet? Like, if you put a shirt on or jeans on, you're still wet.
Exactly. You got to dry yourself off a little bit.
Don't you guys use bath mats?
I don't use a bath mat.
No, but like, you know what I mean? You can't put a shirt on straight away because your back's still a bit clammy from the hotness and
It's still a bit steamy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got to walk around, just air it up a little bit.
I don't like
it. Have you not seen that movie? What's it called?
What movie?
When he air dries.
Oh.
Show Me the Money. What's that called?
Jerry Maguire.
The dude in it, he air dries.
Same thing, Snitch.
I guess
so
we're
just... So you're putting socks on in the bathroom?
Oh, if I need to.
Really?
I'm just saying when I'm with other people, because I don't like making other people uncomfortable. And Lindsay rocks out with his hairy bod and just his grundies.
I'm nothing to be ashamed of.
And what about the beach? Are you going boardies at the beach?
At the beach, I'm going boardies. But if I'm going swimming, I'm going trunks.
So you have no problem wearing like dick stickers at a pool?
No.
In front of your mates?
Well, it's not in front of my mates. I go swimming by myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If Lynn said, I want to go swimming in the morning and get a bit healthy with you, would you then wear bodies?
Well, for one thing, you would never say that. And
if it happened, let's just say.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I'd have to, but that makes sense, you know? I don't know.
So
I feel like I'm not winning you guys over.
You're caught out.
I'm not winning you guys over on this.
I think something's happening here, and Snitch is concerned that somebody in your group has a wandering eye.
Mm. Well, there you go. Well, it's very possible.
Are you worried someone was trying to sneak a pic of the junk?
No, I don't think it was that. Well, I mean, okay. Let's put this on the table. It wasn't just me that was complaining about this. It was the other three guys that are like, can you put your clothes on before you get out of the shower?
See, I disagree with that.
Okay.
I agree with Regan. You have to air off a little bit, get the steam off, put your clothes on. Because your clothes can also get wet in the shower, like all that steam moving around, get a bit moist. Yeah. You don't want that.
You're grown men, boys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I realise that. But Lindsay, when he airs out, he runs across the room and is just
this is over-exaggeration.
No.
I sit there, sit on my computer, dry out for 5 minutes.
You're walking across the room in front of everyone.
That's their problem. It's my room. I've paid for that room. That's my space.
I'm just feeling like the etiquette is a little off. You don't?
Thank you, Rita. Yeah, well. Thank you.
Snitch, I've got a bit of coin in my wallet. Yeah. What would you do to walk around outside here in your undies?
How much coin have you got?
Yeah. I got money.
The price.
Lindsay's the one that would do it.
Everyone's got a price.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Don't make me open the Velcro wallet.
Velcro wallet.
Can we get a sound effect of that thing opening?
No, you actually can't.
Oh, really?
Because I thought it was Velcro. I bought it online.
It's not Velcro.
Ready?
It's like a purse. You bought a purse. Why did you buy a purse?
I thought it was Velcro.
It looks like Velcro.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You can blame me. I understand why I made the mistake. Anyway.
I got a hot tuna one. You remember a hot tuna?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those.
That's what I wanted, but it's very hard to find these days.
I'll see if I can find one in my junk drawer and give it to you, Regan.
I feel like we're having some kind of Velcro shortage.
That's where I want something from, a junk drawer.
He'll take it.
Used keys and what does this open? I don't know.
Give it to Regan.
Window. There's always a window key in the drawer at home. Well, when I was growing up, you had the random drawer and be like, what's this key for? Oh, a window.
It'll open the window.
What window?
And it'll always be one of those windows that you got to like turn.
No, we didn't have those.
You didn't have them?
Are they lockable, those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I know because I locked one and then lost the key. So it's never been opened
again.
Probably
in my drawer.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
It is. It's in probably random drawer.
Now, we want to do a little game on the show.
So what's the show? What's the show called again? Glad Rap?
Salafap.
Salafap. Not Salad Rap. Salafap.
Well, you're just confusing people now, Lindsay.
Well, it sounds like Salad Rap.
Yeah. So what's Snitch and Lynn's...
Interview funny-ass people.
Salafap. Okay.
It works.
Yeah, you're a funny guy.
Funnily enough, I did spell it out before I used it.
what's this game?
This game is... Well, you're a music guy, and actually, now I'm thinking about it, probably should have given you headphones so you could hear this.
There's some headphones here if you want me to get them.
Yeah. If you could grab them.
How do we get a glass of water around here? It's dry as a nose.
We don't, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry, we don't really look after our guests.
Mostly
that way.
Because it's not our studio, it's yours.
Yeah, well, Well played, Michael.
Yes. So we're going to play a little game because you are a music man, you are a radio host, and you do a lot of new music.
He said do.
Yeah. And so we're going to play you 0.5 of a second of a song.
I better put Shazam underneath this headphone.
Oh, no. 0.5 of a second ain't going to get you a Shazam. We could probably give him a little clue for it. It's failing you.
Yep. And they're on radar? Should we say that?
It's on radar. It's been on radar.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to see if you can guess what this song is.
Okay.
Are we ready? It's 0.5 of a second, by the way.
Play it again.
All right, hold on.
Here we go.
Oh, need a little ticking clock now, don't we?
Give me one more time.
This is going to have so many sound effects in it, this
Although,
podcast.
Although, Lins, did you notice that the second play was longer than the first one?
Really?
Mm.
Was it?
It's the same cut. I don't believe it was.
Yeah, that's three times is enough. Come on, Riggs.
Nah, no idea.
No idea? Okay, that's
Pond. Way too short.
It's Moth Wings by Pond.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Not really?
No.
I told you, these are way too short. he's going to get the second one, though.
Oh, you will get this one. This one is not as new.
Pond, great band out of WA, by the way.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They're awesome. Of Tame Impala.
Anyway, we saw a couple of photos of you with Pond and the Radar website. Oh, yeah. Are they good guys?
Yep,
okay then. let's move on. This one isn't as new.
Left my
Can you just start singing K-San?
Is that Train Drops to Jupiter?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But I do love the fact that you started singing K-San.
That was fantastic.
A classic moment. No, they both sound sort of similar at the start.
That is true. Oh, that was
pretty good.
Okay, now this one, I really hope you get this one. Otherwise, it might be a little bit embarrassing for you. Are we ready to roll?
You're making it sound like it's my own song.
Well, it's close. Here we go.
Sounds like Bag Raiders.
No, actually, it's incorrect.
Mm.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Please.
That's way too short.
One more time. It's not even like a word. Like,
I know. This is actually
a letter.
This is the shortest of all the ones that we have. One more.
Are they saying Bright?
No. They're saying act, if that,
What?
Yeah, act. It's your friends from Blue Juice, actually. It's Act Your Age.
Act Your Age.
Right, okay.
We've got two more to go.
Good.
This one is a favourite of Lindsay's, because Lindsay is a big fan of these. It's only 1 second of this song.
Well, it sounds like a bit of Celine. My Heart Will Go On.
No, actually, it is not.
It's from a movie. We got to tell them it's from a movie. Da-na-na.
Oh, well, we didn't actually have to tell them that, but can
I hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
Recent movie.
God, if it's Lens, it'll be Pokemon or something.
Yeah, it probably would be.
That's true.
I don't know.
No. It is Lord of the Rings. It's actually not The Hobbit.
Oh,
it is Lord of the Rings.
Okay, to be fair, a panpipe sounds the same. One note of a panpipe could be from any
that is true,
bloody
yeah.
thing.
That's yeah. true, yeah.
All right. Well,
so I question that. that if you question. Listen to Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, there'll be that exact same note in that song.
Ooh, that's a big call.
Yep.
Anyway, here we go. This is the last one. Are we going to get it?
Equipment's not working.
I don't know what that is.
You know where it
you
is.
You know what this is, don't you? It's actually been sped up a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's 1 second of a song sped up, and I meant to get it.
It just went harder and harder as it went on. So, no, that's actually Banana Phone by Raffi.
Do you know Banana Phone?
Oh, no.
No.
Banana Phone.
It's a good song by Raffi. But anyway,
it's a very funny song.
That was the music quiz with Regan from Radar Radio.
To be honest, that was our first ever music quiz ever. So.
Yeah, I'll probably not do it again.
No, we probably won't.
Probably might put more than 0.5 of a second of a song in there.
You know what's gross? These headphones that are like felt, and you just know there's been a million ears on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't wear them.
Yeah, we don't touch them.
Yours looks like they have little mouse ears on the top of them.
Yeah, it looks like a devil, like horns poking out. Yeah,
it's quite strange.
Do you don't usually wear headphones in these studios? Is that correct?
No, not all the time, unless I'm speaking to someone.
Oh, right.
You
got a monitor, obviously, if you're talking to someone.
Yeah, of course, if I'm talking to someone, I'll wear them. But if it's just me recording something without the computer, so just a straight microphone thing, I know where my voice is at.
True profesh.
Not really. I just get sweaty with headphones on.
Oh, that's fair enough. So do I.
But you know your levels. You got a good feel for what's going on in the room. What sound?
Yeah. I'm like the guy from There's Something About Mary. I don't know. My ear's been touched.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Didn't quite get that.
Yeah, with the baseball. Yep. Got it.
Yeah. Have you seen my baseball?
Yeah. let's talk a little bit more about radar. Mm-hmm. It is your main thing in your life, apart from your hog.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. It's got so much going for me. A job and a finance it's, Harley.
Oh, okay. Well, it is a pretty good job, though.
It's a good job,
it's
man.
It's an awesome job.
Yeah.
So you've interviewed a lot of people over the time.
Yep.
Favorite interview so far?
Look, it's probably a question I get asked a lot, really, and I don't really have a black and white answer as to who the favorite was, because essentially everyone's my favorite.
Of course, yeah. Well, we saw a couple of outtakes from your interview with Beth Ditto. That seemed to go rather well.
Yeah, I spoke to Beth Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just recently?
Yeah, yeah. So we're still in touch.
Is she in Australia or was it a phoner?
No, as a friend. I sent her a message.
Oh, right.
That's awesome. So you guys are friends even off the show?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to the wedding or anything.
Yeah. But is she actually getting married?
Yeah, she gets married in June to a long-term partner.
No. Nice.
How was Macklemore? Was he good? Was he good live and a good interview?
No, he's a dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no. Look, a dick's probably a bit harsh. That's not fair at all, actually. But I did find a huge disconnect between the way he acted as like a person, like sort of just mulling around the studio, doing the interview, and then performing.
Really?
Okay.
So normally,
the three of them? Between just kind of hanging around and then talking.
Well, there was just two very different Bens, or Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis as well.
Mm.
So the way they acted around before the interview, before everything, very somber, very quiet, didn't really give you much at all.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And then the interview was the same, it was just kind of a bit nothing. And then performance,
it went off.
It's like they were just like out of control, mental, jumping around, and there's party guys. Yeah. And I was just like, well, surely if you liked it on stage, you'd be like that in person.
Yeah.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
So
it's a bit of an act, like.
Well, yeah, I honestly think they're putting up their persona as a like stage man, and then there'd be a lot of people that
do
it.
The showman.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You know, as this podcast progresses, you'll notice a lot of comedians, sometimes they're, you know, a lot funnier on stage than they are in real life.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly,
So obviously they put on a show, but for me, I just find that a very foreign concept, and don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't rude or wasn't anything, but
he didn't give you anything to work with in the interview or?
Nah, not really. The sound guy was the nicest guy.
Really?
Yeah, his name was Ben as well. He did all the sound. I saw him a couple of days later I went to a function with Macklemore, and he walked over and said hello and we chatted and
sound guys are always the best guys.
But I went to see Macklemore at the Enmore on like Friday night. That was an awesome performance, awesome show.
Yeah, but backstage, he's probably just walking around and getting a green tea.
yeah, probably.
And I'll give you a bit of an exclusive. The writer, very boring.
Really?
Yeah.
So no, just the brand M&M's kind of thing in Van Halen?
No,
like
it was just all a couple of, some hummus, some carrot sticks.
That's not bad. Well, he's trying to keep healthy. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a writer for a radio station as well. They're not going to...
Oh, so it was their writer here. Oh, I thought you meant the one at the
No, their writer for here. But it's probably very similar.
Do you actually get writers here? I didn't realise.
Yeah, of course.
That's cool. Yeah. So have you had any really weird requests on any of your writers from
guys? We had one band that wanted three packs of cigarettes, but three different packets as well.
Okay. Like
different brands. So that was a little bit strange.
Slightly weird.
But
unless it was three members in the band.
Well, there was a couple of them, but not all of them smoked. They're actually mates of mine.
Right.
And I asked them about that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know that they had cigarettes on their rider.
Really? So somebody else has just seen that and gone, I'll need a couple of ciggies. And well, sometimes,
like, because it's usually the same rider wherever they go. So they'll have a festival rider and they'll have like a performance rider.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's normally a similar sort of one, but yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
I didn't realize you can get riders here. Have you ever had a rider yourself for any place?
You know, I kind of have.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
No, it's not really.
You put something really interesting on it.
What'd you get?
No, I did have a diva moment, though, because it wasn't.
No, you have a diva moment?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
I was doing this. If you ever speak to me like this, this thing's off. No, I was doing this thing for I was hosting this ongoing event. It was like a band competition. I won't say who or what it was, but... was there, and the only thing I wanted was beer.
Yeah, right.
It was quite a long night.
That doesn't seem like a particularly weird request, does it?
No, so I wanted a feed at the pub and then just beers as the night went on.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then the first 2 weeks was fine. Then the third week, I got back and they gave me like two drink tokens. And I was like, well, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
So I called up, I took it, did what I did, didn't cause a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Was the most sober I've ever done it.
Right.
And then when the next day I called up my person that organized it and said, this is bullshit. needs to change.
Wow, went through your management.
Yeah, I need unlimited beers.
Yeah.
Unlimited beers.
Yeah, and so I had beers for me and my friends. I said if he wants to bring people, he needs to be able to have drinks.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Sweet. Yeah.
So I went back the next week, kind of, you know, had my head down a little bit.
Yeah.
So didn't know what was going on. And they've obviously all bitched about it.
Did you get
who had the last laugh?
You got the beers.
You got
the
beers.
Yeah, there we go.
What is your choice in beers? Was it specific or was it just whatever's on tap?
Oh, I'm just happy with the local tap beer.
Oh, no.
That's not fussy.
No, I know.
That's not a hard demand.
Yeah. How much is a beer? Would they pay for a beer?
Yeah.
That's like soft drink. Like,
yeah, it's nothing.
They pay like 2 cents or something for a glass. Yeah.
Especially if it's just the normal one on tap.
Like, and they give you two tokens to bump you down to that.
Yeah.
I wonder how much an actual pulled beer costs from a keg.
I would have no idea, but I would be cheap as chips, that's for sure.
Not $1? $1 most. I would say $1. Just say $1.
If they're charging $5, you know, pretty much on average for a beer, I would say $1.
How much would you drink of, you know, for the normal night like that, how much would you drink in terms of beers? Not that much.
Oh, probably knock bad about $9.
$9?
That's $9.
That's a lot. So by the end of that, are you pretty blitzed?
Yeah, one of them I was. And I actually,
that doesn't surprise me.
I fled for my safety.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought this is going to go pear-shaped, and I announced the winner. And then I wasn't the only judge. I was one of the judges.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Were you the Carl Sanderlands of the judges?
I was just like, oh, this is going to end up in disaster.
Yeah.
So I literally said the winner and then beelined out the back door and jumped in a cab.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, that
was the crowd turning on you.
Well, when the Macca's then to the cab.
I'm saying that's like more of a diva moment than asking for beers.
It's like the bodyguard when Kevin Costner has to kick people out.
You rock out the back and one of your managers waiting there to hold you in his arms.
Yeah, it's like when Taken, when Holly Valance is going through that tunnel and someone jumps up and Liam Neeson has to...
Of course,
you know,
that's it.
Then I had some soft drink to get my sugars up.
Of course. Went off to the next band comp.
Yep.
Well, we like to keep our interviews going, we like to end on that serious.
Yeah, well, we have a thing on here which I'm sure you're going to really
appreciate.
Are we
wrapping up?
Unless you want to keep going,
we can keep chatting.
Riggs.
No, that's gone quick.
No. Well, we've still got a little bit to talk about because we've got a thing that we like to call the Wheel of Sirius or the Sirius Wheel.
The Sirius Wheel,
where we spin it.
Is this just some sort of like you're trying to steal Sirius FM, like XFM?
Sirius. Oh, yes. That's exactly
kind
what it is. Yeah, we want to be Howard Stern. That's what we want to be. Opie and Anthony.
Stealing some of their market a little bit.
Sirius Wheel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a serious subject for 10 minutes at the end of the podcast, if you don't mind.
If I know anything about ending a show, it's ending it on a downer.
Yeah.
That's what we like to do here at Switzerland.
We like to do things backwards.
Poor podcasting, no radio chances.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
We're going to spin the wheel. And
what wheel are you spinning?
Use your imagination.
I'm trying to look for like a little pinwheel or something.
We usually have something on my iPhone, but
I thought Stitch had done like a crafternoon at home and he's like put a pin and a little arrow and a bit of paper.
Actually, that's possibly my favorite word of crafternoon. That's pretty good.
I learnt it last week and went mind blown. I'd never heard of crafternoon. And then my housemate, she's the one that told me. She's like, probably because you're not in those circles.
Oh, not in the craftanoon circles.
No, in the craft circles. I think a lot of people would know what a craftanoon is.
Let's spin the wheel of seriousness. And let's spin the wheel of seriousness. And it's landed on childhood. Regan, what was your childhood like?
Tell us about it.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a place called Milperra, which most people over the age of something will go, Father's Day 1984, Milperra Massacre.
Oh,
really?
So, you know Bikey Wars, a TV show?
Yes.
It ended at the Viking Tavern in Milperra.
Wow.
So, security guards walking by.
So, no wonder that you're worried about taking your bike down there. It's a
bit of a
history. Did
that influence you in getting a bike in any way?
A massacre.
I don't know.
I was a fetus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, it really made me want to get a bike.
I know. If you are.
22 years from now, I'm going to definitely get a bike.
Oh, far out. No, I don't remember it at all. But that's where I grew up. A lot of people say, you know, there. And I knew the Viking Tavern well. We used to go there for cricket presentations and stuff. So,
oh, right. Real family joint by the sounds of it.
Well, it kind of was afterwards. Right. You know, I mean, I'm talking 15 years sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it recently got renovated probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay. Is it looking good now?
Yeah, it's quite nice. Yeah, it's actually really nice. It's a very popular pub around that area. So Panania, Reesby, East Hills, Milperra.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, it's funny though, because if they had of filmed Bikey Wars 2 years earlier or something, they could have used the pub exactly how it was.
Oh, right. But they renovated it just before they did.
Yeah, without, knowing.
Well, that's helpful. Kind of, pubs these days won't stop producers for a TV production.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where I grew up.
All right.
Yeah.
And what did you do as a kid? What were you into as a kid? What did you love to do? Were you into music, obviously?
No, I like the radio. I used to tape things.
Did you ever do your own little radio show with the microphone or anything like that? No, just me.
Where am I? Digby Gillings from Brisbane Nova, Nova Brisbane Afternoons.
Nova 101 or whatever it is up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, I'm not George Digby Gillings.
No. Well, last time you were on the podcast, you were on with Digby Gillings, who is now on Nova and kicking goals. Yeah, he's number one in workdays.
Yeah, he is, in his time slot, afternoons in Nova.
There you go.
Good for him. I had to catch up without you at the end of last year.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's good times.
It was good.
Mm. Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Although, I feel you would have liked where we went.
Where'd you guys go?
Starbar.
Yeah.
Is it you that's the big fan of Starbar?
No, Snitch is a big fan of Starbar. I get dragged along.
Oh, I thought it was you. See, Snitch was like, no.
No, he puts that on. He loves Starbar. Every time we leave here, we go get lunch. He goes, oh, where should we go? And we always end up at Starbar.
I said they do a pretty good schnitty, and they did. They didn't.
They're such a shithole, honestly.
It is.
Yeah, it's not a great bar.
It used
bar.
To be Plant Hollywood.
I said on the fact that they do a good schnitty, and that's the reason we went there.
You get
there.
A cheers bar across the road, mate.
Do they good?
Oh,
really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you take
us
there?
Is that below the RSL or next to the RSL?
Yeah. Right, just downstairs.
Well, there you go.
Like, you kind of sit where people do, like, the tab betting.
All right, yeah.
Okay. It's, you know, you don't go there for the location.
Yeah, but it's a good schnitty.
Schnitzel's massive.
Yeah.
And you get, like, a Mexican-themed one.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of town. You mean with, like, the sour cream and the...
Yeah.
Oh.
There's options, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Let's go there.
All right. Oh, okay. We can buy a lunch there. Okay. If that's all right.
Anyway.
Sorry, childhood.
So I remember having a lot of schnitzels when I was young.
Yeah. So do you have brothers and sisters, siblings?
I have an older brother. He's a PE teacher.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's 4 years older than me.
Okay. Which makes him?
4 years older than me.
Ah!
And I've got a mum and dad, both separated from each other. Thanks for bringing it up.
When did that happen? What was?
Here we go. Bloody Barbara Walters over here.
Yeah,
let me just glaze over that snitch.
No, this is the serious part.
Okay.
I was 14, I think, and Dad replaced himself in the family with a Nintendo 64.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we were never allowed. Linz is like, I'm really nervous. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I was like, I'm really excited, but also I'm not sure if I should ask anything. What games did you have?
Golden Knight.
That's unbelievable. Sorry.
I feel so sorry for your loss, but you also got an awesome game.
So it's kind of working out.
It did. I got Bond as a new dad. Dad took me and my brother to Toys R Us in Bankstown and bought us one of these, and we were like, well, what the going on? We've never been allowed like home gaming system, you know? Yeah. And then the next day, he left us.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
He spoke to us about it and said, you know, he's going. And we were like, okay, yeah. All right, cool. Oh, I've got the golden gun! I've got the golden gun!
You really didn't give a fuck.
Bye, mate.
See you later, Dad. Oh, wow.
No, so I think I was about 14.
Yeah.
And I milked it as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I milked it at school a bit.
Yeah, because, that's probably the roughest age to have a divorce and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think it was probably... Without sounding like an arsehole, like probably a better age.
Really?
Because I wasn't too young to understand, to not understand what was going on.
I suppose.
And I wasn't old enough to go, you know, I think my brother took it a bit harder because he was a bit older.
Okay.
And then he kind of realized that everything, but at that age, you know, I was just like, okay, I'll see you later.
So just accepting of what was happening and just like, that's it?
Yeah, I think so, you know. It never really affected me.
Okay. How did you milk it at school, can I ask?
Yeah.
Oh, I only really milked it once, but I can remember Mr. Turner. Something happened in maths and I was being a class clown or something. He cracked it and get out. Okay. So outside the class. And he's like, what's going on? You know, your grades, you know, shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my parents broke up.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then he was just like,
and then he had the same reaction of Lindsay.
Yeah.
He went all awkward.
He was like, did you get gold nine?
Okay.
Sweet. I'll come around and play.
No, and I totally got away with it. And I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a pretty good in for a 14-year-old to have that kind of, you know.
Had the power.
Yeah. Yep.
And where'd you go from 14-year-old to radar? So you had that job as a sales guy?
That's quite a long time.
That's a long period. That's like 10 years.
Okay, what happened between 14 and...
17.
Between 14 and about 20? What happened there for those 6 years? High school, obviously.
Yeah, high school was a big part of it. I finished that. And then went, I don't know what I'm going to do. Got a terrible UAI.
Oh, join the club.
Welcome to the club.
Me and Lindsay,
where is it? Where is it? In the 60s?
No. Mine was like 40 or something.
Hey, oh, really? Yeah. 65 brothers over here.
We both got 65.
And it really disheartened me as well, because I thought all my grades, this is a thing I forgot, and kids, if you're listening, I could always do an exam.
Yeah.
Always pretty good at it. So I think my best was not pretty good, but I was a B student.
Yeah.
Right.
And so most of my exams came back from the HSC. I think the lowest was like 78. The rest was sitting nicely in the
80s. Yeah,
that's 88. Pretty good. Yeah.
That's good.
And then I got the UAI back. What's it called now? ATAR now.
Yeah.
Got it back and just went, whoa, how is that so low? Then, of course, it's a combination of your assessments.
Yeah. And they rate you against every other student, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I didn't really do the assessment stuff throughout 11 and 12.
Okay.
Did you do all the subjects that are like rate higher in the UAI? As in, you know, like, did you do a science and stuff like that? Or did you do creative
stuff? But not knowing that it would...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Do people know that?
Yeah. I did the complete opposite of what I was meant to do if you want to get like a higher UAI, which is you do a science and you do maths.
Yeah, science, maths, English, and then you kind of choose higher order.
Yeah.
But see, I think that's bullshit.
It sucks. Bullshit, yeah. That's why, because I was like, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. So I did music and drama and stuff, obviously, because... Like, that's what I was interested in.
Yeah. You didn't need any more drama.
That's true.
Dramatic enough as it is.
Plenty of drama in my life. Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I find that really archaic and bullshit. Like, you should just, whatever results you get in your field. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the same now. I really don't know. But I dare say
it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is, if someone gets like a 90 in cake making or something, or hospitality, and someone gets a 90 in chemistry, obviously the 90 in chemistry is going to be harder to achieve.
Why?
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I don't know.
They're both skills.
I guess to get into what field, though.
That's true.
Mm. So, you know what I mean? If you want to be... That's the thing. You still get disheartened. If you want to be the head chef at a restaurant, you should still be able to get a high...
UAI. ATAR.
Qatar or whatever, or, you know, what it is now.
Yeah.
So, to get that result... If I'd have known, I would have gone, don't want a UTAR or UAC or whatever they're called, UAI, TAR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and just plodded along. Like, I didn't need it anyway.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I didn't end up using mine, really, to get into uni. It was all done by portfolio. And
it's, it's just lucky that teaching has such a low entry level now. Lins could get in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I'm swinging.
I'll take about anyone these days.
Don't worry. those kids aren't learning anything. Trust me.
Have you worked overseas? Is that...
I went to uni.
You went to uni overseas?
Yeah, University of Life.
Right, of course.
Yeah. No, this is another story. So obviously I get bored quite easily. You know, I'd worked in aviation.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
What did you do in aviation?
I was working in sales at aviation. I was a sales rep for light aircraft.
What aircrafts were you selling?
Oh, you do a set.
Just
152s, 155s, Bombardiers.
And was that Bankstown?
Yeah.
Yeah, because my brother went to Bankstown. He's a pilot. He did his training there.
Know him.
Yeah, there we go. Everyone knows everyone at Bankstown.
So probably
Airport.
Learned on a little 152 or something. Or,
and then started doing the twin engines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that was...
right on.
There we go.
That was when I was a lot younger. And then I used to have to travel once every couple of months up and down Australia. Picked up some hitchhikers and, you know, all that fun stuff. And then I went, I'm a bit over this as well. So I rallied all my mates together. And four of us just went, let's do something. So three of us went and worked in a summer camp in America.
Yeah.
And spent a bit of time there before and after. And then we went to the UK and just two of us, or four of us did a tour over there, like a Contiki. Then two of us stayed. And within a week of me and my mate being there, he got offered a modeling contract in Milan.
Modeling contract.
So he left me.
Good looking boy?
Yeah, he's all right. He was the one on Please Marry My Boy, the TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a TV show last year, Please Marry My Boy.
Nice.
So he scooted off to
Milan. Yeah.
Wow.
So you're stuck there in Europe. What are you doing there?
Well, I'm in England by myself.
Yep. Oh,
so I get a job because I'm broke, working for an internet company, or like doing customer service on the phone, like a call center. And then, so I was there for a while and then came back and thought, I need a job. And I worked for GE Money.
GE Money.
A call center in Parramatta for maybe 3 or 4 months. And then a friend that was there, got me the job doing the waste management that I did.
All right.
And then here I am now.
And that was radio school and all up from there.
That's awesome.
You've done quite a few different jobs over the years. So
Clark Rubber.
Yeah, Clark Rubber.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the tippy top right there, isn't it? Yep. You cut the foam?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Harder than that looks.
Really?
Yeah.
Foam seems easy to cut.
No, it's not.
No, it's not easy at all. Did you have to have like a binding saw to do the...
You just have like a jigsaw.
Yeah.
You'd rule it with like a, you get chalk and a rule.
Yeah.
Just, And then you'd...
Do you ever have any fun, like cut out a giant dick out of it or something?
No.
Michael, serious, sorry, Michael. It's business, Michael.
Sorry, you took
what
foam
would I
seriously.
Do with a giant foam dick?
I don't know.
I only worked there, I thought it'd be kind of funny.
For a week. What okay, happened? Well, so you didn't
well,
get
they
to...
never called me back to do more shifts.
Mm. Oh, that's a
shame. Yeah.
Was it the one down... No, it wasn't that one.
No, okay. It was in Bankstown.
Oh, okay, right. Good old Banksy. Well, so, and then that's brings you up to where you are in Radar now.
That's your life, Regan.
That was your life.
All jammed into a 9-minute, what do you call it? Wheel of...
Serious wheel.
Serious wheel.
Yeah, there's obviously lots more, but that's the...
That's the gist.
That's the crux of it.
Mm. Any other questions you'd like to ask?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've always got questions for Regan.
What's your favourite lolly?
Yeah, what is your favourite lolly? Oh, that's funnily enough, I was going to tell you this. We're going, we popped into the servo on the way here to Lindsay to get some petrol, and we walk through the servo, and suddenly Lindsay stops and looks at the lollies and goes, just message Regan and ask him what lollies he likes.
Yeah, because
we'll get him some lollies.
We'll create a fun atmosphere here, Michael, for our guests.
Yeah. What type of lollies?
If we're going to pick up some lollies on the way here.
Do we want to know if we got it right or not?
What lollies would you like?
You don't have any lollies.
Well, we did.
Right in our heads.
There was an argument between us. Like, some of us thought sweet, some of us thought chocolate, but we don't know. What would you like? If we went to a servo and we were with you and said, what do you want? Pick up anything you want.
Yeah.
From a servo?
Servo. Yeah, servo.
Probably it would be...
Turkish Delight?
Big pack of Magnum condoms, right?
I don't know why anyone would buy condoms.
At a servo.
Or anywhere, because where you live, if you take one step into any sort of gay bar along Oxford Street, they give free condoms out.
Really?
They have like toolboxes just on the bars.
Full of condoms.
Just full with condoms and lube.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were suggesting that you never use a condom. I was like, what?
Just walk by, go to one of those ones, jump in, get
like
a handful.
Like Hotel Columbia or something like that? Just kind of...
Call the Colombian. Hotel Columbia.
Isn't that what... Oh, yeah, that's the Colombian, whatever.
And they're happy for you to take their condoms?
Well, it's just promoting safe sex.
Yeah, well,
I get fair enough.
Makes sense, yeah. I didn't realise they gave them away for free, though. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, they're not your zeros.
Yeah.
Although normally they are just an offshoot. They're just like extras from the companies.
Okay.
So sometimes you get like a generic one, sometimes you get like a fancy Durex feather. I've had the feather before.
What the
feather light
feather?
Or something.
What's that?
Feather light's really thin as well.
I've seen it in the store, yeah.
I thought it was going to have like a feather on the end of it. I don't know.
They're not starting to do prints on them.
I think that'd be great.
That's a hot tip.
Okay.
Because how much, I've never bought condoms. How much are they?
They're not exactly expensive. I think they're like $7 for like a six pack.
Maybe 10 tops.
Yeah.
$10?
Well, it depends how quickly you go through them, I suppose.
I love the growing smile on Regan's face.
What's he going to say? Oh, fantastic.
So that's a final tip. And in question to lollies, I would rather you come with like a can of Coke and a pack of salt and vinegar chips.
Oh. Salt and vinegar?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Not a chocolate or a sweet fan.
Really? Not even sweets? Not.
So you're a savory
don't go
boy.
Either way.
Yeah, yeah. I would have a pick at it. If something was there, I'd go
like M&M's or something? Or?
Yeah, but I would never buy a packet of M&M's or a Bounty or a whatever.
Well, what's your favorite food then? What do you really crave sometimes?
I don't really crave anything.
Like, if you were a pregnant chick, what would you just be fucking salivating for?
I don't know.
Here's an example. I love like tomato and Italian food, so pizza, bolognese, chicken parmigiana, all that tomatoy basey things.
Schnitzel's not Italian.
Schnitzel isn't, but the tomatoy base on top.
Right.
So I love those kind of things. Is there anything kind of like something that can
love ravioli?
Ravioli.
Yeah, love ravioli.
Stuffed?
Yeah.
Is that what ravioli is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get it mixed up. It's like tortellini, ravioli, spaghetti.
To be fair, I don't know the difference between ravioli and tortellini.
Well, there you go.
Because they are identical.
Really? Okay.
They're so similar. I don't know what the difference is.
I don't know. There's lots of different pastas out there, and I couldn't tell the difference between most of them.
There is a lot more than you even think there is.
Yeah.
Did you watch that MasterChef special?
No, I don't.
They had 12 pastas, and they had to guess them, and it was ridiculous.
Really?
They all looked the same?
I've never seen any of them. The only one there was spaghetti that I knew.
That was it.
It's a pretty basic one, I promise you.
They had like ones that were like the size of like your whole arm, but wavy. It was nuts.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Oh, pasta. Well, there you go. That's
are we done?
I think we're done. Yeah.
Let's wrap this thing
Lindsay
up.
Lindsay wanted to top it off with some with a little bit of flavour after the serious topics.
Had some other questions.
Yeah, it was good. Well, Lindsay needs to know about
his
lollies.
Down your time.
No, I asked you about the Croatian thing. That didn't happen.
That was a lie.
That was a lie. Nothing else, really.
And what else did I have on
here? Oh, yeah. Here we go. This was our other alternative question for the serious Will. One Direction, what member would you be if you could be one Direction member?
What does that mean?
Okay, so
who would you be?
Okay, who's your favorite?
No,
who's
but you said you're a muso guy, so like, oh, you definitely know which one.
You know,
it's not John or Ringo or Paul, or you know what I mean? Yeah, like, this is the One Direction.
Very similar. Same from Britain.
Well, they're English.
Yeah, they're English. There we go.
Really, you know.
I don't know enough about them. Probably the young one with the brown hair that was dating Taylor Swift. I think that's Harry Styles.
Yeah.
But I think he'll grow up to look very ugly. So at the moment he's young and's got that mousy, you know, like the young girls love him.
Yeah.
And the old gay men. But I don't know.
So he's going to be like the older one of the Jonas Brothers, basically. Going to grow up to be a bit of an uggo.
He was always a bit funny looking, though.
Yeah, it's true.
He'll end up growing up like Corey, the one that's not dead. Did Haim die?
Oh, I can't. Corey Felton.
One of them died.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, one of them died.
Oh, this isn't some like bombshell from yesterday. This was months ago.
This is like two years ago. I did not know this at all.
One of the Coreys died. I can't remember which one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was the blonde one. The one that was blonde. That's all I can remember.
Well, it's like Frankie Muniz as well. Grow up very funny looking.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and that
yeah,
kid he's... from the middle will grow up very funny looking as well.
Oh, he's already funny
yeah.
looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Brit or something. The one that reads a lot.
I don't know. I don't really watch it. All I know is they basically look like they got that show and thought, like, Malcolm in the Middle, but let's get Malcolm when he's older and get a younger version of him now so he looks really weird. And that's what he looks like.
What did you just say then?
I'm not 100% sure.
Well, maybe we should wrap things up.
Okay, goodbye.